Very good.
Very good.
Yes. So I'm glad to be with you tonight and introduce this meeting and also the visit you will have afterwards to the various displays done by a number of brothers and sisters with us from various countries. Thank you. But now I have to wait before drinking this nice coffee. But I appreciate that you went. So I gave this title to the brief message I would like to give you, Serving the Lord Jesus in a Time in a Day of Decline. Maybe it's not the best and most modern English word, but I didn't find a better one. I just want to refer to the fact that we are living in a time where we feel it doesn't go, it doesn't develop to the better, but it's rather going worse and worse in the world in which we are living. And this might be something which is discouraging for us, in particular for us as young believers, when we see it is not really developing further to the glory of God, what we see in the world around us, but that we see the Lord Jesus is still the rejected one. And we see that more and more people turn their backs to the gospel and to Christianity. You feel it where you are, at school, at university. I feel it in my workplace. But it's also good to keep in mind that the Lord is still working, even in this time in which we are living. And we know it's close to the coming again of the Lord Jesus. Now I took here a few verses from the last epistle the Apostle Paul has written. Can you tell me which epistle it is? The last one he has written before he put his pen down and died actually as a martyr. Who can help me? Don't be shy. What has been the last epistle Paul has written?
Second Timothy.
Thank you very much. And this is indeed from where I picked just a few verses, or to say just a few expressions. And I would like to encourage you to read the portion to which I refer here for yourself quietly and carefully. But for the sake of time, I just focus on a few expressions we find in these verses. And first of all, in verses 1 to 8 of 2 Timothy 4, we have a couple of imperatives the Apostle Paul is using to encourage Timothy. Timothy was a younger man. I don't know how old he was when he received this epistle. Maybe 30 years old. It's just a guess. I don't know exactly, but of that order. And we see that Timothy was a man, a bit timid, but he was zealous to serve the Lord. But he needed to be encouraged. And that is what Paul is doing. And he's telling Timothy to, first of all, preach the word. Preach the word. And this is very vast as an expression, preach the word. But he said also to him later on, do the work of an evangelist, which is not only by preaching, but it's by the whole way of living. Do the work of an evangelist. That implies also, for example, giving out tracts, talk to people. But that is the desire Paul had in relation to Timothy and the work he should do. He said also to him, be sober in all things. There are so many things also which influence us as young people, things we are exposed to, and we want to be sober, not to be influenced by all the information which bounces upon us and can distract us so easily from living a life really for the honor of the Lord. And Paul also said to Timothy, bear evils or be ready to suffer. Indeed, living a life for the honor of the Lord in a time where the Lord is still the rejected one, that implies various sorts of difficulties and even sufferings. And we know there are many believers, and we heard about it this afternoon, still when a brother reported about a believer, and I have forgotten now the country.
Uganda
it was, who was a Muslim convert, but he was really suffering even by people from his own fellowship and community, because they couldn't stand it simply that this man had become a Christian. So, yes, it means in the day in which we are living also to bear evils, to endure difficulties and sufferings. And Paul said also to Timothy, fulfill your ministry. I want to underline this, I should have done it. Your ministry. The ministry of Paul, was a different one, yes, than the ministry of Timothy. It was not just the same. And we have to keep this in mind also as we think about ourselves. The Lord desires that we are available for Him, that we live for Him, and for many of you might not be so clear yet what is really your task the Lord has in mind for you, but the Lord has a task for each one of us. Each one of us is needed and can be useful really for the Lord. And we want to encourage each other by these few expressions we find in 2 Timothy 4, to be available for the Lord, to have an interest in His work. That implies also prayer. But we have heard earlier, some have also gone to various places to help in one way or another in relation to the work which is done in place. Construction work is done in some places. They are those who are very able to do such work. And so we can help in various ways. There are families out there in various countries. They have children. I know there are quite some sisters who have been going and just helping the families, such that the work the Lord has placed on their heart can be done. Paul furthermore desired that Timothy should come to him. He looked for his fellowship, his communion with him. And so he said, use diligence to come quickly to me. Paul felt quite lonely. He was in prison at the time when he wrote this epistle. And he looked forward that Timothy should come to him. Now, I would like to say still a few things about the verses which are following in 2 Timothy 4. And we find there, from verse 9 onwards, that Paul is mentioning the names of various people. And it's interesting to look at them. We want to do so very briefly for the sake of time. But you see, in that list of people, you come, first of all, across the name of Demas. Demas was someone who was actually a laborer with the Apostle Paul. In other epistles Paul has written, his name is mentioned, like Colossians and Philemon. And we see here in 2 Timothy 4 that Paul has to say, Demas, now he loved this present world. Was someone who had a, let's say it like that, a good beginning, but then we see that unfortunately with Demas it didn't go well. He didn't develop in a positive way, but he found pleasure in the present world. And he went actually to Thessalonica, one of the big cities at that time, for whatever reason. Scripture doesn't tell us. Scripture does tell us simply he loved this present world. Yes, and we might see also around us some who have been coming maybe to the meetings and now they don't come any longer. They are those indeed, and that is sad, and we want to pray for them that they would come back.